Welcome, mystery seekers, goblins, and ghouls, to the Center of Weirdness on the Weird Network from the weird state of New Jersey. I am Matt, and tonight I want to talk about UFOs, aliens, possibly Bigfoot sightings being solved for the very first time. But before I do that, I just want to say make sure to subscribe to our YouTube pages. That is Nightmare 365, Scary Story Society, and the Halloweeniacs, and also visit Shop Nightmare 365 for the latest gear and inquire about our postcard club. It's all there. Everything could be found at theweirdnetwork.com. Also, Greg isn't with me, but when we start our new YouTube page, YouTube channel, which I really don't want to do, but we're definitely being messed with on Nightmare 365, there's a couple videos where we definitely dropped in numbers, and we have screenshots to prove it. When we posted it, we had 300 views, and then all of a sudden we lost like 150 views, which made no sense to us. And we didn't even talk about anything controversial. There was no conspiracies in that one. It was about the ghosts of the haunted White House. And I guess just because the White House was in the title, I don't know. And we've been seeing recently, I don't know if everybody's been following this, but there's a lot of big names that are being censored and being taken down from the platform, whether you agree with people or not. And I know you can call us a conspiracy theorist kind of show, because we do talk a lot about conspiracies, and there's tons of conspiracies, which we really do love, but I don't know, we're being messed with. I don't know if that's the reason we're being messed with. Maybe we did something that we don't know. We don't have any strikes against us, but we've just been losing kind of views, and also we're not getting the same reach as we used to, which is weird because we have more subscribers. So we're putting out a new YouTube channel. So if you do enjoy the show and you subscribe to our YouTube channel, thank you, but be on the lookout for a new one. I just want to say that because when we start that one, Greg and I plan on doing some live shows, like podcast style shows, and then releasing them, you know, Wednesdays over the weird on Wednesdays for a podcast, just a regular podcast. And maybe we'll do a video version for that too, but it'll all be on the new channel. Stay tuned for that. We have a name. We're finalizing some details. We're finalizing some of the videos that we want to put forth on the channel itself, some of the old videos that we have from Nightmare that we don't want to lose. I don't want to lose them too, because I want to put them probably on our website somewhere. But anyway, let's jump into today's show. Welcome to Nightmare 365.
This is the center of weirdness for the entire planet.
There's tons of unsolved mysteries out there. Witches still exist.
What about monsters?
Do you believe in ghosts?
Bigfoot is not out there.
Bigfoot is definitely out there. UFOs are real.
UFOs might be real.
Do you believe in conspiracies?
I consider myself a conspiracy theorist.
I want to believe in all these case files.
Trust no one. The government lies to you.
We're just two brothers exploring the unexplained, mysterious, and spookiness that lives among us. Ooh, I'm exploring it, and I'm exploring true accounts of the strange and unknown. That's right. I'm looking up at Fate magazine. I don't know if anybody subscribes to magazines or gets magazines when they go to some stores, grocery stores, I guess they'll have them. Barnes & Noble's still around in some places. But I just want to say, too, Mike and I from the Halloweeniacs are doing our latest trick-or-treat bag, which will be released on Sunday. We're talking about magazines. That's in our trick-or-treat bag. And I wanted to mention this one because I didn't mention it on the episode that we did. But the Fate magazine, I just sent away, and I actually found the Mothman from 2007 from John Keel from Fate magazine. And I would say they started it all, because before Coast to Coast, before like The Walking Dead, it says paranormal witness, late night radio shows, countless websites, blogs, books, movies, blah, blah, blah. There was Fate, the first of its kind publication dedicated to in-depth coverage of the mysterious and unexplained phenomena. I did get this magazine once or twice. I thought it was pretty good. There's some long articles, long stories, you know, about UFOs. And it pretty much started in 1948, right when the modern UFO era began. So I just want to say check that out, because it is a cool magazine. And I think I might subscribe to it again to see if I really want to, because the only magazine I subscribe to is Weird New Jersey. Other than that, I think this one is more nationally recognized. Anyway, they have tons and tons of issues. I think the full issues is almost right around 1,000 issues, besides books and other things. But Anyway, I just wanted to mention that before I get started, is I saw this article from themessenger.com. I get these emails about paranormal conspiracies, ghost, Bigfoot, and this one caught my eye because I might agree with this. I don't know. What are your thoughts? It says, this is the title of it, Bigfoot sightings correlate with black bear populations. Previous studies had looked at the correlations between black bears and the prominent Bigfoot sightings in the Pacific Northwest. And it goes into detail, really says, new research suggests that what Americans believe to be a sightings of the Bigfoot in the countryside could actually be encounters of a much less mysterious creature. If Bigfoot is out there, it could be a bear, says Full Foxon, a data analyst and founder of the Folk Zoology Society. He concludes in a study published in the Journal of Zoology earlier this month. He says he's been mapping out where black bears are most prevalent. And if you look at the numbers, he says, pretty much high concentrations of bears, where they find bears usually in the wild, you'll find Sasquatch sightings. He said in a Pacific, in the certain area, for every 1,000 bears present, there is approximately 4% increase in the number of Bigfoot sightings. So I guess when the number of bear population goes up, 4% increase of Bigfoot sightings. And then he goes on about previous studies between black bears and blah, blah, blah. And then I guess last year, he also, Foxon, did a study about cryptid encounters, which he looked into the famed Loch Ness Monster. And he said some research has suggested witness may be mistaking Loch Ness Monster for a giant eel. And then he kind of just goes on, and he cites a couple different other studies, and he talks about like the size of the eel, blah, blah, blah. And then he pretty much says most people are very earnest and honest about having experience that they personally can't explain, he said, but experts fear that bears are growing increasingly comfortable with approaching humans, which could lead to more prominent dangerous encounters. And then he said this could be some of the reasoning behind a lot of the Bigfoot sightings and the spike in it, because he says it's almost at a million. He said there are 900,000 black bears in the United States alone. So he says while these numbers keep going up, we might be seeing Bigfoot a lot more. I don't know. Could this be the reason behind? I mean, he does say in the article too that he said, you know, you have to keep an open mind and the data, you know, can influence certain people. But he said he always tries to keep an open mind and an honest approach to this stuff. And he said that it might not account for all the Bigfoot sightings, but he says majority of them, he thinks, are like big black bears. So I don't know. I don't know if I truly believe him. I think there's, you know, we have the Patterson-Gimlin photo, you know, the footage. And if you want to believe that's fake or not, I mean, that's definitely not a bear. And there's also the Paul Freeman video that definitely does not look like a bear to me. And then there's also the recordings of Bigfoot screams from the 70s. And that does not sound like a bear. So could it still? I believe in Bigfoot. I want to believe that Bigfoot is out there. But at the same time, this might be true. There might be some people that aren't used to being out in the woods on the trails, and then they see something that's massive and it might be standing up on two legs, and they get freaked out and they run away. And just what I'm going to be talking about today with like UFOs and aliens, I think witnesses, you kind of have to take with a grain of salt, because it depends on who it's coming from and if they're actually videotaping some of these things. And I don't think many people are. So I don't know. This one I'm up in the air. I kind of agree, but then you can't discount every one of them. So I don't know. I really don't know. This could be maybe further studies. I don't know. We'll have to see what he comes up with. But I thought that article was pretty interesting, and I just wanted to share that while I'm jumping into kind of today's topic. I pretty much have two things I really, really want to talk about. It has centers around UFOs and aliens and how kind of the witnesses to some of these things you have to question, like really question. Anyway, let's jump into it. So the first one I want to talk about is the Great Morris County UFO. And this one comes from my home state of New Jersey. This event happened on January 5th, 2009, which a series of aerial events involving mysterious floating red lights in the sky began occurring in the Morristown County area in New Jersey. Pretty much between 8:15 and 9 o'clock, formation of red lights were observed over towns of Hanover, Morristown, Morris Plains, Madison, and Florham Park. The lights would continue and to be witnessed on four more nights, pretty much January 26th, 29th, and February 7th and 17th. There's a whole big report. I mean, I'll definitely share this article, but they kind of go into when some of the first sightings were happening on January 5th, 2009 at around 8:30, Hanover Township Police received the first of several 911 phone calls. Neighboring police departments also received numerous phone calls in regarding of strange lights. Morristown Police, you know, Lieutenant started alerting some of the Morristown, the airport of possible hazards to the airplanes. Airport controller workers started reporting seeing the lights in the sky themselves, but couldn't determine where they were from. Hanover Police Department also contacted Morristown Airport to try to look up on the radar to see if they could pick up anything, but nothing was picked up on radar. Now, it keeps going on and on, this article, just about the different police, you know, phone calls and townships that were dealing with this and some of the eyewitnesses' sightings. Like Hanover Township's health officer said he saw the lights while walking his dog in Madison at 8:38. He stated the lights did not appear to be flares because they did not leave any trails. He also said that sometimes they would appear to move against the wind. He also was quoted as saying these things were moving fast, holding formation, and then moving in three different directions. I don't know what it was, he said. Then it goes on and on. Like, there's so many. This is what really is unique about this story. There were so many witnesses to this UFO sighting. The Morristown Police Department stated the lights were most likely road flares attached to helium balloons. And although witnesses and many other Morris County residents did not agree with this, which they said we are reasonably certain for what we are able to observe, they were red flares attached to the balloon. That's what the police were reporting in Morristown at the time. And then major local news networks covered the story and websites, including MUFON, which they posted information about the incident. Theories from the lights, you know, appearance, including extraterrestrial craft, supernatural and or spiritual phenomenon, helicopters carrying cargo, a surveillance blimp, sky lanterns, a secret military project, or an elaborate hoax. And then it goes on where it says large clusters of lights occurred on February 17th. Nine lights were reported to be traveling in the formation shortly after the sighting. The captain and spokesperson of the Morris County Prosecutor's Office and federal authorities started kind of talking about this. They notified Newark International Airport, the Federal Aviation Administration, and they kind of like figured out like, all right, what's going on? Is there really a threat if something coming over or by the airport? There was a couple other sightings from the February 17th where Parsippany residents said the lights came, caused some traffic on Route 80 in Denville to slow down around 8:40 p.m. People watched them floating overhead. There were nine lights, she said, and they were scattered at first. Then she said they aligned in a straight line. This is when she and several other cars pulled to the side of the highway to try to capture the lights on video. It was the weirdest thing, she said, and the witnesses of that February 17th were interviewed by the media and stating, if it is a hoax, it's a really good hoax. This is where I think it turns really, really interesting, this whole story. And I've never heard about this story. I'm here in New Jersey. I don't remember this. If I did, I never looked into it, never heard about it. I don't really watch the news. So unless, like I said, some of these things come across my desk in terms of like emails, I don't really watch the news. So unless you're sharing it with me, share some cool stories with me, because I didn't even know about this until I read it from Weird New Jersey. But on April 1st of 2009, two local men named Joe Ruby, and Chris Russo announced publicly that they have perpetrated the hoax to fool the so-called UFO experts and to show everyone how unreliable eyewitness accounts are, along with investigators of UFOs. They pretty much revealed in a forum on an article written by the two men and published online by Skeptic Magazine. Ruby and Russo described in detail how they were perpetrating the hoax and also provided links to videos showing their, you know, how they prepared this, the launch, the media coverage, the involvement. And I will share this video. I'm going to play some of it because I think it is pretty funny. But I'm not going to share the whole thing. I was going to kind of, it's 10 minutes. And I think it's worth watching if you really want to see how they did it. And they said after the initial January 5th incident, they built up the media attention by repeating the hoax four more times over the various parts of Morris County. And they recorded several videos and still pictures of the event, which were posted on news stations. And they were sending this stuff, blogs, YouTube. They were interviewed by News 12. Sometimes I do watch that news station, which I say I don't watch news. I lied. I do watch News 12. And he was interviewed. Russo was interviewed by News 12. And he said, we were driving on Hanover when all of a sudden we saw these lights literally zip over our car. The lights seemed to ascend and descend in sequence. And they would rise up slowly and dip down. And it goes on to say, on April 7, 2009, Russo and Ruby pleaded guilty to charges of disorderly conduct. And let's see, they filed disorderly person charges rather than charges of indictment. And then they pretty much plea bargained and received a sentence of $250 in fines each and 50 hours of community service at the Hanover Recreation Commission. So kind of what I was talking about with Bigfoot. And I definitely want to play this clip because it's interesting and I'll kind of talk about it as I play it. But same thing with like the Bigfoot sightings. When the guy, and that's what I'm saying, I agree with him because in the, some of the sightings, it's like, all right, well, you saw a black bear. No, I didn't. It was definitely a Bigfoot. All these people that were interviewed and went on the news, called 911, said they were seeing UFOs. And if what they were really using, they were attaching fishing line to a flare and duct tape, and they were putting them on helium balloons. So to do this, and then people say like they were moving like erratically, they were moving all in a line, there was no, you know, trails of a flare, you know, they were moving so fast, like there were definitely UFOs. You have to wonder, how many people just want to believe? How many people just make shit up just to kind of be like, yep, I saw it too? And how many people don't know what the hell they're looking at? Because it is fascinating. And it's fascinating that these two kids at the time did this. And then kind of, it just amazes me. I mean, I can't really put it into words. It's just, this makes me not want to trust a lot of things. And this is why I don't trust a lot of things when I see them on the internet. And I may seem, I guess, negative at times, but it really does make me think of like, what the hell is actually going on here? So let me play this clip. And I'm going to share this video if you really want it. It's from, where is this from? It's from the Skeptic online where they shared it, where it says, we staged the Morristown UFO hoax part one. And this is the only one that I did watch of theirs.
Here's the flare. What we're doing is we're just putting a little fishing line around the bottom of it. Okay. Little fishing line on the bottom of it. And what we're going to do is we're going to tape it with duct tape to hold it because the fishing line won't, you know, be enough. What do you think, Joe? You think that's fine right there? And then we'll just duct tape it?
Yep.
Yeah, you see him just tie the fishing line on the actual flare. And then they show you the video of them hooking it up to a helium balloon.
Let's just double check his directions one more time on the flare.
This is kind of funny.
All right. Whole flare below a line. We moved top. Here's a line. Below line.
Oh, okay.
Experiment to see if we can get a reaction on people. There might be no reaction. We might get a huge reaction. Hopefully we'll find out tomorrow. Hopefully the weather holds up. So with that said, we're going to see what we can get done here. As Barna, I believe P.T. Barnum said, people want to be fooled, but be skeptical, and hopefully we can teach people maybe even a little lesson here. Again, we're not trying to prove or disprove anything, but it's okay to be skeptical. Let's do it.
And, I mean, it's so true. And, they, you know,
all right, here we
people
go.
Believe.
It's Chris Russo and Joe Rudy back with you January 5th at approximately 6:27.
Yeah, they pretty much laid it all out.
Chris Russo and Joe Rudy. We're pleased to say today is January 6, 2009, and the prank has worked beautifully. It's all over the news, News 12 New Jersey, Daily Record, MUFON, which is the Mutual UFO Network, and you see other videos posted on YouTube showing their interpretation of what it was, which is obviously, and their interpretation is a lot different than flares on balloons. So it's amazing how the mind works. It sees what it wants to see. So we're going to keep it, you know, keep you posted. And also, in a little bit here, we're going to just film some News 12 in New Jersey to show you that it has been on the news. And that's all I have, Joe. Anything you like
that? Just that it definitely was flares on balloons. That's what we want to say. We did this. We put the flares on the balloons. We put it up in the sky last night. There was no extraterrestrial involvement at all with this prank.
And by the way, how funny was it that we ran out of helium filling up the third balloon and we had to run to Party City to pick up more? Goes to show we're definitely amateurs. Mm-hmm. But we're doing our thing, and even amateurs can pull off a good prank every now and then.
Yep.
So we'll check back with you soon. All right. Take care.
It's funny that they did this for four nights. They just kept doing this. I think this is genius. It really is genius. I would love to talk to these guys. It says that they, in November 2023, Chris Russo was elected to the Morris County Council. I mean, they're smart. They're kind of, yeah, they're showing you in this video, we ended up launching only 9 balloons due to the fact that it was getting late and we did not release them until after 9 p.m. And then they're showing like the news coverage, showing more flares. I almost feel like this video is weird. It's showing like some criminal activity, but then they're just fooling people into believing in UFOs. Now, again, I don't know. I feel like I wanted to tie this all into the conversation tonight, whether it's the great Morris County UFO hoax and what I'm going to be talking about next, and then also like the Bigfoot sightings. Can we trust people? Can we... Like, I'm always talking with my brother about witnesses, and witnesses are really bad, especially if it's like a traumatic event or something like chaotic is happening. Like in the next topic I'm going to talk about, it's because your brain is trying to figure out so much, and then you're either like in fight or flight mode. And with something like this, it's different because it's like, oh, I'm traveling along and I see some lights, and oh, it's not the normal planes blinking in the sky or helicopters or anything. It's an actual just floating light. And most people think of these like floating lights when they're all in like some type of pattern or something to be UFOs, to be aliens, these crafts from another world. What if they are just experiments? What if they are just, you know, hoaxes like these dudes are doing? And I would love to do something like this with my brother and see how many people you could actually fool even today. And maybe even just do something with like our drone to put it up in the sky. I never thought about doing this. I don't know. They got in trouble. I think what they got in, I wonder if the fines are a little bit different nowadays than back in 2009, which $250 doesn't seem that bad to pull off a prank like this, especially like when you get news organizations involved. And there was something I saw on social media too, which kind of correlates with the same thing. I don't have the clip, but where this guy dug a hole at the beach, and then this person came and was like, a meteor crashed here, and blah, 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 and like, oh, this and this. And then, like, the guy posted, like, the news. He said, and then they his, like, wife is videoing him dig this big-ass hole, and then everybody interpreted it a little different. Now, I would feel really stupid if I got, like, duped on this, but I'd be like, hey, you know what, I got to give it to those kids for, you know, pulling this off for four consecutive nights, or not consecutive, four nights of this like UFO prank and people like going ballistic over this. And I'd be really curious too, because this is in New Jersey and there has been a lot of UFO sightings. And I wonder how many pranks there really are and how many people don't come forward, or are they really real? Are they really out there? I mean, like the Bigfoot thing, I kind of believe, and I really do believe in like alien life, UFOs. I mean, you can't discount Bob Lazar of what he's seen, but again, is that hoaxed on the people? Is that some type of government experiment that they just want you to believe it's aliens? So the older I'm getting, the more I don't believe anything. I really don't. As much as I want to believe stuff, I don't believe things because of this. And, you know, if you have MUFON chasing this kind of stuff, and how credible, like I look at them now and say, are they credible? Like, are they vetting some of these people that they're talking to? Like, all right, what'd you see? Do you have any pictures? No. All right. So it's just your story. This is all it is. It's just your story. So this one, I like it. I really do like it, but it just makes me now worried going forward. How many more stories like this is going to happen? And how many more videos are going to pop up where like people are like, this is aliens. I don't know. I think Joe, Rudy and Chris Russo are pretty funny. And for them for doing this, this is amazing. Just amazing. And it brings us to our next story. This next kind of alien encounter, UFO, wasn't really a UFO. This one was really bizarre and it blew up on social media. And I didn't believe it from the get-go for a number of different reasons. When stuff comes out, I always want to make videos, you know, on like our social media pages. That's where I first want to react. I don't want to, you know, put a video like real quick, make a video for YouTube, but maybe we'll start doing that. I don't know. Maybe we could discuss with Greg, maybe doing like shorts, be like, what do you think of this? Initial reactions, maybe do like initial reaction kind of video and then go from there. This one was all over and I was really skeptical in the very beginning. And I'm going to play this clip from somebody from Instagram. I forget the dude's name. Let me look it up. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I think it's in my saved files. But anyway, this event, I'll play it while I look for this and I'll give it credit afterwards.
Miami does not have aliens running around a mall, but what was actually happening might just be even weirder. The alien story originated from a user on X who highlighted a weird looking shadow in between cop cars. Other people saw his video and believed it because it was weird how there were so many police cars in the area. In total, there was about 300 officers and 70 vehicles. The reality, however, is that the city responded that way because they believed something horrible was happening at the mall. It started out with a bunch of kids playing around with fireworks inside the mall, making a lot of sounds that sounded to mall customers like gunshots. The multiple people setting off multiple fireworks all...
Yeah, so this was from the user on Instagram, Mystery69333. And he pretty much just, you know, talks about like what everybody else was talking about. In Miami, at the mall, it was shut down by police and rumors spread really quickly. And it was all over the freaking internet about 8 to 10 foot tall shadows, aliens, portals opening up, you know, people coming in and out. The only thing I didn't like about this post or, you know, just like this thing, everybody was saying the same exact thing. And this is what I hate about social media. I really do freaking hate social media just because it's like everybody was sharing the same two freaking videos, even though there was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people there, but they were sharing the same two shit and people were sharing with us like, oh, what do you think? And I'm like, dude, I don't know. I don't believe it. I really don't believe it. You know, they were sharing whoever is in this apartment complex overhead where you see all the, you know, the cop cars lined up. There was a standard kind of like video of that. And then you saw this. These figures next to this building was very grainy, very shadowy. It was like this 10-foot alien. How do you know it's 10-foot? If you're in the building and then you're making kind of assumptions, like there's a shadow on the building, it looks like it's 10-foot because it's, you know, at the second story, blah, 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 all this other shit. There was something about it that just did not freaking, it didn't make sense to me. But then again, some weird shit happened. Like my brother was saying he heard, you know, like the airport started to do some stuff and power was being shut off there. Again, I wasn't there, so I have no clue. This is all just from piecing it together from, you know, online blogs and mostly social media, which I think social media is shit. But then I found this video on a play, and this comes from the Miami PD.
All right, guys, so just to address a few clips that are going viral on social media right now. First, our response to that big incident in Bayside Marketplace. What happened was there was about 50 or more juveniles that were shooting fireworks at people. There was also some looting going on, so officers that were on that scene were having a little bit of trouble containing it, so they called what is called a citywide three, which every officer in the city responded. That's why you saw so much police presence for that call to contain that crowd. Now, there is now video going viral of 8 to 10 foot aliens walking around Bayside. Is actually just a person walking with a shadow. So I can confirm to you all here today right now that there are no aliens in Miami in Bayside Marketplace at the moment. So it's Friday. I hope you guys have a great weekend and stay safe.
All right, see, this one's weird to me because in this actual Instagram post from the Miami PD Police Department, this is their page, they have the eerie music. He references there's no aliens right now, which is weird. That is a weird comment to freaking make. And they have this little avatar thing at the end where the alien's waving. Are they poking fun? Do they know more? See, this is where now I start to question things. I understand you want to address this, and it really did. It blew up. It like went viral. It went all over the place. And this is the only thing I don't understand about this kind of shit. It's because, all right, you're putting out a video saying this. Again, some of the comments are really fascinating because it's like, all right, show us some of the body, you know, cam footage. I wonder if they did catch anything, if there really was anything. But then again, you see in some videos so many people that were there. And I truly believe, like, at the end of the day, I think it was kind of like they got a call saying, hey, somebody's shooting. And it, again, eyewitnesses, all this other stuff, and it's just fireworks and kids being rowdy. But then some random person can call in, because everybody was saying the same thing, which I don't understand. Like, you don't get, like, oh, they were just like, there was just some rowdy kids. But from videos, you see like hundreds and hundreds of kids. So yeah, I think they're going to have a big police presence that show up. But then again, if you call and one random person says, hey man, somebody has a gun and they're, you know, shooting people, you're going to have a lot of fucking people, you know, and a lot of police officers show up, and especially in this time and age when there's these freaking mass shooters all over the place. So I kind of see both sides here, but then again, like, really, the police, I don't think I've ever seen a video, or maybe I'm just not looking in the right places, because I started looking into this. I was like, all right, I'm hearing all these different conflicting, you know, reports, and it's eyewitnesses. Can't trust them. You really can't trust eyewitnesses. And for the amount of people that do have videos, we didn't really see much besides these two freaking videos. And then the police department puts out that. That was the only weird thing. Let me see if I could pause it right here where he says it.
For that call to contain that crowd. Now, aliens walking around Bayside is actually just a person walking with a shadow. So I can confirm to you all here today right now that there are no aliens in Miami in Bayside Marketplace at the moment. So it's
See, he says at the moment. Like, it is a very choice of words, and I think details matter in a lot of instances. You can control what you say, unless he's reading from a freaking script. And then again, why the fuck would you say that? Why would you say, well, I can confirm there's no aliens in Bayside as of now? So was there, or is there going to be another alien invasion or another alien sighting that's going to happen right here in Bayside? Or he doesn't know. And then his little alien friend at the end of the video is waving. Yeah, just look it up. It's on the, it's MPD Police. So you can follow him on Instagram. If you have an Instagram, look him up. It's a weird video. It's a really weird video. I don't know how to interpret it.
I had somebody reach out.
Oh, that's another video that just started playing. I want to also discuss this video because this is pretty much the majority of shit that was going around. And I don't want to, like, you know, poke fun at some people. And this guy has a much bigger following than we do. And it's the secret within CP. But this is what I fucking hate about social media. It's the same shit, same video, same everything. I'll play this clip too because I find this interesting. And this was another thing that this is why I didn't believe this. Again, you freaking never know. Let me play this.
To me, who allegedly was there and allegedly took pictures on what he saw.
The creepy music.
So let's talk about it. Mr. Anonymous says, hey man, wanted to reach out to you regarding this Miami alien incident. I was there. I'll send you pics and videos.
Good, send me pics and videos.
First thing I wanted to say is nobody's telling the truth. Yes, there were a bunch of kids shooting fireworks at each other and everyone. Yes, it was wild. But there were things in the crowd. They let off, I guess he meant off, some high-pitched frequency that was so loud that I could barely hear for 12 hours. They were literally teleporting everywhere. The media footage was actually one of them, too. That's what blows my mind. Anyways, I'm about to send you the pics and vids now. Be careful who you show these to. Uh-oh. I'm not going to play this video to the top left because of copyright, whatever, but I guess that's another zoomed-in picture. And if you look, that's what he sent me. I mean, look really close. I just don't know about this, man.
I don't know about this, man. It's the same freaking video and pictures that everybody else is showing. You don't see shit. It's the same thing. It's like, all right, so you just made this video. And this is what boggles my mind about social media. And this is what pisses me off. And this is one of the things I don't really want to post on social media or like get involved in this. Or it makes me want to really question what we do here with my brother and I. I mean, I love this shit. I've loved this shit ever since I was a kid. You know, and I got the little brown book in second or third grade where it showed Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, the JFK assassination. And I was fascinated with this. And I would always want to watch Unsolved Mysteries, get scared out of my, you know, but I still wanted to watch it. I wanted to see a ghost. I wanted to do all this stuff. But again, this is, I don't know how to explain it, but this is what pisses me off about social media, because it's like, all right, I'm trying to find, and everybody's asking the same thing. Oh, what do you believe? What's going on? And you know, oh, this guy sent him videos and pictures from inside the mall and inside these things teleporting and coming through portals. Where are all these videos? Why hasn't any, like, I've waited a while to talk about this. I wanted to talk about it with Greg. Maybe we will. Maybe we'll do a video on it. It just shows the same video and pictures. So if this kid was here, he just sent the same picture. Wherever this video came from, we're in this high-rise building across the street where the person was filming. He sent the same freaking picture to this dude who has a huge following, which got like 22.5K likes, has over 1,000 comments and over like 5,000 shares. And this guy has a pretty big following. Is he just trying to make, you know, videos for clicks? I feel like he is, because it's like, all right, careful who you show these videos to. And he's like, oh man, I don't know if I can. And then it's the same fucking video. It's the same video. This is what makes me not want to believe this thing. And if it truly did happen, I don't trust anybody. And all these social media people that kind of, again, the first video clip that I shared was the same exact video that this kid's sharing too. So it's like, you know, be careful who you show it to.
Uh-oh. I'm not going to play this video.
I can't play the video.
Because of copyright, whatever.
Yeah, the video that he's trying to play at the top left is the same video that everybody's been sharing that everybody saw.
I guess that's another zoomed in picture. And if you look,
zoomed
that's what
in from
me.
Again,
I mean, look
a
really
higher
close.
Altitude. So where was this kid? The kid is saying that he was in the mall and he was there and he has pictures and videos to prove it, but he's showing the same as that. Yeah, this is why I don't trust it. And then I guess the video, again, here, creepy music
right,
from
guys,
the cops.
So just to address a few clips that are going viral on social media right now. First, our response to that.
Yeah, where you see, and again, they shared the same exact video from whoever was filming this from, I guess this was from a high-rise across the street or a helicopter footage. And are they going to contain or confiscate all these photographs and videos from all these kids? I don't know. It's weird. It's really weird. I don't know, but I don't think I buy it. I really don't. I don't think I buy this video. But again, the police thing was really, really bizarre, creepy. I'm lost for words. I really am. I'm lost for words. I feel like we need more answers, and we don't get them. And I feel like people don't ask the right questions. And I feel that we'll never freaking know. We'll never freaking know. And that's kind of the sad part, is because social media, I think, killed a lot of things, especially this, where it's like people are sharing the same garbage over and over again. And they say, like, I have new content. It's not just new content. It's I have the footage. People sent me the footage. And then it just gets regurgitated over and over again. I don't know. All this stuff. And I think I wanted to share these three stories because I think it is. It's part of these eyewitnesses that don't know what they're looking at. People that just want to be heard in a sense in some of these, you know, groups of UFO sightings, Bigfoot things. And we just don't have the proof, especially everybody has a cell phone now. And is there alien technology or government technology that could block people from filming? I'm sure there is, but I think it's more than that. And I don't think a lot of people do, because again, this Miami incident is weeks old now. And I haven't seen any new footage besides what people's been, same thing, regurgitating the same shit over and over again. Anyway, I don't know. It's really up to you. Make your own decision, because this is just my opinion. It's just from my own feelings and from what I've seen and just from what I've seen over the years. You could tell the stuff that is genuine. You could tell sometimes what's not. And then there is some of those things that are hoaxes that are just too good that it fools everybody. Even UFO investigators like MUFON, and because they're just people like us. And then we have our own biases. We have our own opinions. I don't know. But thanks for tuning in. Make sure to leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps out more than you know. If you have a story you want to share with us or share to the world, give us a call. Our number is 732-660-8893, or leave us an email at nightmare365podcast@gmail.com. Make sure to subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications on our YouTube pages and share the videos with your spooky friends. Check out our shop for the latest gear, and also visit our website while it's still up and running, because I would like to post videos there too and make sure to keep up with our new YouTube channel. I was going to say our old YouTube channel, but no, our new YouTube channel that's coming in the next month or so for all that spooky information. And until then, you know what to do.
Stay spooky.
Stay spooky.
Stay spooky.
Stay spooky. Thank you for listening to Weekday Weird, brought to you every Wednesday. The unexplained, the unsolved, and bone-chilling tales.